Andrew Short, wow, fourth overall somehow, amazingly. No, I guess one good moto, one bad moto.
Yeah, I had one good start and one bad start, and first moto. Rode decent, not at first. I was trying to maybe force some stuff. I didn't feel too comfortable at the beginning, and then settled in and rode strong at the end. And then second moto kind of fumbled off the start with some issues, and then I fell right before halfway. But before that, I wasn't lighting the world on fire, and then held on for eighth at the end, fourth overall. And considering that's okay, but lost a lot of points on Weimer and Alessi, so that was the disappointment. And fourth in points, but still have a lot of racing and see if I can turn it around.
Why'd you fall? Lots of rumors.
Yeah, Brooks is right there. I'm terrified of the guy.
Did he really distract you?
Well, I saw him, and he's like telling me.
I threw a rock at him.
Yeah, or better than the shovel that he normally throws at me. So. Yeah, so I threw it down right in front of my boss, which was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so it was a tough day. This isn't exactly my best track. And I've had good success here the last few years, except for last year on the KTM. And I thought that might carry through, but today was a struggle for me from the first practice on.
Hey, there was some good race between Dungy and Alessio for a few laps. But generally, you guys were really spread out. It was pretty boring to watch. And my theory is that the track didn't look as ripped and as gnarly as it was. Is that true, or am I crazy?
Yeah, that's true. All year it's been that way. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, our class.
You guys are all going the same speed.
I think it's like turns into a time trial. Everyone strings out, and that's why this start's so important. It's cool to watch the lights races. It seems like, there's a few guys that really separated themselves, but they're all really close, and, you know, it creates good battles. So I think in our class there's a few guys, but everyone's, you know, a tick faster than the next guy, and then it just strings out, like I said. So mm-hmm. There isn't much dicing. And I think the track, even if it was a little deeper, might not lend more battles in our class. But I think it's more fun for us when the track's a little rougher and deeper and more rutted. It seems like they're really fast and sweeping, and today was hard-packed and lots of rocks. So, I mean, that's motocross, but I've ridden this track better, I think.
Yeah, it seems like you guys, nobody's making too much of a mistake because the track's smoother-ish.
Yeah, and in the off cambers, there's only one line, it seems like. In years past.
Brooks just came to this place for the first time since 91, so wondering what's going on.
Okay. 84. So far this year. Yeah. I mean, but the off camber after the waves coming down the hill, there's typically two or three lines before that new jump, and today where there was one. So, I mean, that kind of shows you with the track prep and what's happening. There's definitely places to pass. I got passed a few times, and I made a couple. So, I mean, you can pass, but it's definitely different than the racetracks we've seen in the past.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks.